It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Iron County and its northern Wisconsin neighbors are aging more rapidly than other parts of the state. Over 40% of the population in nine counties will be 60 or older by 2035, and that's according to state projections. So as these communities transform, we explore programs in the North Woods to help older adults connect with others and keep their minds active. Call in with your questions, your experiences in these programs, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Wendy Thede is here, co-founder and president of FE University. That's a nonprofit, largely volunteer-driven organization with classes for northern Wisconsin residents 50 and older. Wendy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yes, you launched FE University nearly a decade ago now. How do the courses you offer fulfill the mission for mental engagement and social connection?
Well, the classes we offer are, we like to say, college level. They are classes that meet up to four times instead of just one. I mean, we learned early on that there's a lot of single programs in the area, but then people go home, they don't visit with one another, and there's no follow-up to the classes. And so that's what we were after. And we have offered to date about 145 classes since 2014. We have 42 different teachers, and we have an email list of 600 students who have taken our classes. So I believe we are reaching our mission. A lot of students say they have met new friends, and of course, we're learning a lot.
I would imagine you are. And I'm just wondering, do you think these courses help prevent some forms of loneliness? Loneliness, you know, sometimes reaching epidemic proportions, some people say.
Yeah, I do believe that. But you have to think that we're really targeting some younger retirees, and I mean, there are some shut-ins, of course, and we don't provide transportation to the classes. However, we do have a few Zoom classes now, which started in COVID times, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have, it prevents loneliness. I also read an article that said people's brains are at their peak between the ages of 60 and 70, and the second highest group of peak brain power, if you will, is between 70 and 80. And after that is 50 to 60. And below that, they don't know anything yet, I guess.
Hungry minds. So yeah. What are some examples of popular courses?
Well, the most popular, because we live in northern Wisconsin in the lake area and in the woods, and a lot of people are retiring here that don't know the area yet, the ecology and natural resource classes have been very popular. We have one instructor who's taught several classes for us that everybody knows is John Bates, and his classes have been very popular. Second to that, I would say history classes, Native American, anything about Native Americans has been extremely popular. Geology has been popular.
What's been your favorite class?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that, and I've taken so many good classes, but I have to say the one I'm taking right now is right up there at the top. It's on Lake Superior, the geology, ecology, economy, and water rights. And we have three fabulous presenters who are walking us through this, and that's been great. Another one I have to tell you about because it was a neighbor. You just kind of start thinking of who could teach a class. And we have a neighbor who was a defensive coordinator for the National Football League for not only the Packers, but the Bears and the Washington Redskins. And he taught a class on inside the NFL. Now, where can you get classes like this? We've had some on with an executive from the World Bank teaching about foreign aid, all the ins and outs of foreign aid.
You mentioned you have about 42 instructors. How do you find them? And you know, who, where, what type, you know, what walks of life do they come from?
They come from all walks of life. We live in an area of retirees, a lot of people moving up here all the time. And of course, they bring with them their expertise. And most of them are just more than willing to give back and teach about their topics. And so it's just a matter of networking. You know, I ask one person, do you know, well, here's another example. I asked a lady the other day that I saw in an exercise class. She had taught for us, and she said, well, I don't really have anything else to teach. But then she contacted someone else, and believe it or not, we're going to have a class on raising chickens. So, you know, we have everything from one coming up on the Big Bang Theory. We've had the witch panic of the 16th and 17th centuries. And we have just completed one on rule by strong men, the legacy of fascism. And now we have chickens. So, I mean, it's just been amazing. It's been a wonderful experience for me to have all these people willing to come forward and teach about their classes. And they enjoy it because our students are not looking for credits. They're there because they want to be.
There, yes. Wendy Thede is president of FE University in Northern Iron County, offering programs to seniors and lifelong learning. Join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to a region where the population is aging more rapidly. We discuss efforts in Iron County to create coursework for older adults, sparking interest in a range of subject areas and helping people stay intellectually stimulated as they age. Call in with your questions. Share your efforts to learn new things in your 50s and beyond. 800-642-1234. Wendy Thede is here, co-founder and president of FE University in Iron County. Wendy, how could four-year universities, colleges, and other spaces for learning become more welcoming to older students?
The problem we found with, for example, auditing classes at local universities is, number one, most retirees don't want to commit to a full semester. It's too long. And secondly, it's not as affordable. Our classes are very inexpensive. We do pay a stipend, small stipend, to our teachers, and then we charge a little bit for the students. So I guess to answer your question directly, shorter classes and more affordable might be a good opportunity. And you need someone to look around the area and connect, network with potential teachers. I want to say one thing, though, before it's too late. I know a lot of your listeners are not in Iron County. We have classes. I mean, we attract students from a wide area, not just Iron County, but we also are still offering a couple classes on Zoom, and we have a few coming up. So if people go to the website, feuniversity.org, they can see that. And I want to also, I'm very excited, we have a retired Russian history professor from Lawrence University, and he's taught a couple of Russian history classes, and he's agreed to teach to give us some background on Ukraine in the fall.
Really, so really important and timely topic. You brought up cost, and you know, if someone can't afford to take classes, as many seniors are on a fixed income, do you have any suggestions for free things someone can do to keep their mind sharp?
Well, we do offer scholarships for our classes, so they don't have to pay, or they can pay very little. But yes, there's always programs at local libraries. That would be my first suggestion, I guess, go to the libraries.
How are you using community centers and public spaces for your coursework?
Well, we move the classes all around. We use the Iron County Boardroom in Hurley. We are using the Hurley School Auditorium and the Hurley School Woodshop for a class coming up. We use the Mercer Library and the Mercer Community Center. And now we are expanding a little bit out of the community into Manitowish Waters. We're going to use the Manitowish Waters Library. And we have our very first class coming up in Ashland, which is in Ashland County, because we have people coming all the way. And I don't know if you're familiar with the area, but Minocqua is quite a ways south of Mercer, and Washburn and Bayfield are quite a ways north. And we have people coming from all of those areas, and even Rhinelander and Eagle River. So we've decided to expand a little bit, continue, like I said, with Zoom and also using some other spaces. We've had good reception. We don't have a building.
Wendy, so in our last few moments together, how did you figure out how to do this and put all these programs together and make this really work for the broader area of Iron County?
I like I said, I saw that there were a lot of one-time programs and we needed more, I felt. And I had seen something like this when I was in graduate school at Cardinal Stritch, I guess. And so I don't know, it just was such an easy thing to do because of so many students. I did do a little survey before we started to see if people would be interested in college level classes. And I got great response to that.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Wendy, yes. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Wendy Thede is president of FE University based in Iron County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.